Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our current series of studies, The Abundant Life. That is what we are in relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, we read there, the Lord says, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. They might have life more abundantly, if you please. Think of that, please. Now, we are related to the Lord Jesus in so many different ways to make this abundant life. We're related to Him, first of all, as believers. We believe that He died on the cross to take away our sins. We believe that He wants us. We believe that when we put our trust in Him and rely upon Him, He will not fail us. We put our trust in Him, we are saved. We begin that life as believers. Then we go on in our relationship to the Lord as saints, members, brethren, servants, and the servant and master relationship can be indeed beautiful. And today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to take up the subject of friends, our relationship to the Lord as a friend. This is beautifully explored in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. We read there in verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Now this speaks of the fact that the Lord gave his life for his friends, and we are his friends when we trust him. In Webster's dictionary, in connection with a friend, by definition, one attached to another by esteem, respect, affection, and intimate. Now, we make our friends knowingly what we're doing. Relatives we accept, but friends we choose. Did you notice the fact here, the wonderful fact, the thrilling fact in verse 16 of John 15, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now, we choose our friends for what they can do for us and what we can do for them. It's a mutual exchange, and the Lord staggers us with this wonderful thought. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ chose us. A friend like that choosing you and me, that's exactly what he did. And the Lord, it was the aggressor. You not chosen me, but I have chosen you. He is the aggressor, and that aggression indeed bears fruit. Now, we read in, for instance, not only here in John chapter 15, but also in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, where again the Lord Jesus Christ is an aggressor in regard to the formation of this friendship. Here is Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. This wonderful relationship, our Lord Jesus, in which we know him, he was the aggressor. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And he not only knocks, but he calls, are you home? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and will open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. Now, he's the aggressor. The Lord Jesus seeks us out as his friends when we were his enemies. God's grace defies definition. He sought us out when we didn't want him to be his friends, because he knew what that friendship would bear for us and what it would mean for us, and that he could bless us through that friendship. Now notice, please, there are three audible sounds. There is the knocking at the door, and then there's the calling of the voice, and then the door must open. I hope it doesn't creak, but the door will open, and then he comes in. I think of a picture once that was drawn, that was painted rather, by a great artist. And this artist displayed the picture one day, and he had a friend come over to see it, and he says, "I want you to see this picture and give me your opinion of it." It was a picture of the Lord knocking at one's heart's door. And there he is, clothed in his garments of grace and beauty, and he's knocking, and you can plainly see the nails, holes in his hand as he knocks, and even a little blood on the back of the hand as he knocks at our heart's door. And the friend looked at the picture, and he was overwhelmed. But he says, "I am puzzled about one thing. There's no latch on the door." And the artist said, "Yes, the latch is on the inside of the door. The door must be opened, if you please, from the inside." Now, you and I have that wonderful privilege of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have got to open the door. He wants to tell us so many things, how he loves us, and he introduces us to the Father. We read in Romans 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me." Now, the verse that he speaks of in sharing the Father with us is really back there in the Gospel according to St. John. And oh, how it is that friends have things in common. And our relatives we accept, and our friends we choose, and best of all, he chose us. Now, we have a definite need, and he wants to meet that need, and our life would be absolutely barren if we do not open that door. We will miss the reason for which we were created. He created us to be his friends. And this is the most beautiful of all friendship that could be possibly enjoyed. And the Lord, all the way, is the aggressor. Now, we don't need to feel embarrassed. we don't need to feel embarrassed if we have friends. Sometimes we choose them. Sometimes they choose us. But the choice is made. And it's for a reason. That friend can help us. There's something there that we feel that we need, that our life would not quite be complete if we did not have that friend. And friends can, they can do so much for us. Now, here is where we are aggressors in Proverbs 18 and 24. We've got to do some aggressive work here. Now, in Proverbs 18 and 24, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Now, we have to be aggressive sometimes, just like the Lord was aggressive with us, in our trying to reach that friend. And they are aware of that fact, and if we're acceptable, they choose us. Is the Lord acceptable to my listener here today? How does he knock? Well, I think he knocks through circumstance. Circumstances come into our lives that makes us realize that we are creatures of time, but we must spend eternity someplace else. And perhaps it's the death of a friend. Perhaps it's an accident where we were spared from being killed. And I have had that kind of accident. And I realized it afterwards, how close I was to death's door during that accident. The Lord was knocking at my heart. I remember some of those times, and I was not saved. I was in an automobile wreck. My neck should have been broken, but it wasn't. And the Lord was knocking at my heart's door. And believe me, He's knocking at your door, and He's knocking at mine. He wants to come in. And He says, if we will open the door, He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Is it anything nicer than eating with friends and exchanging news, exchanging our problems, our tears, our fears? It's so nice to have a friend to tell your troubles to. And our Lord Jesus Christ is that kind of friend. And He's still our friend as He's at the right hand of the throne of God as our great high priest. And it's wonderful to have a great high priest as your friend. Now, we can make those friends if we will try. And in this sense, we are the aggressors. Now, friends can give good advice. We read in Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6 there. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. How does he increase strength? Well, let's go on. For by wise counsel thou shalt make war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. We need the advice of friends sometimes, and sometimes they need our advice. And we do that by comparing notes. This is wonderful. Friends can give it good advice. Friends can share. Oh, they can share. In Acts 27 and verse 3, and the next day we touched at Sidon, Paul is writing, Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself. I'm sorry, it was Luke that was writing. Paul was with Luke. And they were taken in to refresh himself with his friends. Friends are so refreshing. And it's so refreshing to be with the Lord Jesus and to share Him with others. Our Father, today we thank You in the name of the Lord Jesus for the wonderful friend that we have. This is the more abundant life. In His name, amen.